Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us and we're going to be talking about the Cass County Fair. So we're going to start with Megan Muherder. And good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning.
Megan, you are a new member on the Fair Board.
Yes.
That means you have some input on all these things we're going to talk about.
I think so, yeah.
Really important. I have a feeling that most people have no clue how much time that Fair Board members spend making plans. I mean, you know, some people just think, well, you must start in maybe June.
Yeah.
June last year, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's a year-long
process.
Yes, yes. And of course, many of the plans have to be made ahead. So, Megan, you're going to kind of tell us about, there are always, I think, some changes, and those you hope are for the better and people like them. But let's find out, what are some of the changes?
Yeah, this year, next week, we are starting with the Facebook contest. It's a 30-day countdown. And every week there will be something new that you can like and share on Facebook. And then the following week we will pick a winner. And you will win a certain prize.
Okay, got to get that social media in there. Now, what's the Facebook address? Is it just Cass County Fair? Or
yes, it's Cass County Fair.
All right, easy to remember. It makes sense. You know, sometimes people try and do weird things.
You can also look for it through the extension.
All right, good point. Okay, so Facebook contest, that sounds fun.
Yeah, there'll be four different ones up until fair.
Okay.
So.
And I'm guessing prizes have to do with fair or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so one new exciting thing.
And then also this year, the DOT and Kiwanis are bringing in a driving simulator. And mostly it's for drinking and driving, but there's other simulators that you can get in and try out too. And that will be their Friday and Saturday affair.
Okay. I think I need to get in there and practice my backing. I'm a terrible backer, and that could show me
how to
do something better.
They have all sorts of things you can practice.
So that sounds very interesting.
Yeah. So that will be fun, too. And then, obviously, the poultry show will be a little bit different this year with all of everything going on. We are still having exhibitors, and they will be doing different projects. I don't think they've decided on the certain projects they're doing yet, but
I have to think outside of the box here.
Yeah.
You can't bring a live bird. That's a bit of a challenge.
Right, yeah, but they are still doing a showmanship class, so there will be an opportunity for that. So,
oh, okay, interesting.
That is one thing they're keeping. So,
and the poultry show has been, I mean, it had grown just leaps and bounds in the past few years. So that's going to make a big difference, I think. But like I say, who knows? It could be really interesting and fun. Got to think differently.
Yes, that's right. And then also we are having a ventriloquist this year for one of our shows with the hypnotist. So
okay.
There will be three shows for that on Sunday.
All right. So afternoon and two in the night at
yeah.
night? Or
1 o'clock, 3:30, and then 8 o'clock at night will be the big show.
All right.
So, and I do know that the Fair Board president, Mike Plegman, is also getting hypnotized again this year.
Oh.
So he put on a pretty good show last year. We'll see what he has this year.
He's pretty brave.
Yes, he is.
Anything for
and
the Cass County Fair.
From KJAN is
Patrick,
also okay, agreeing to be hypnotized.
Oh, hey. That'd be a good chance for people to get to know Patrick a little bit better.
Yeah.
Nice young man. Yeah,
yeah.
Great.
So that will be fun.
Okay, other entertainment going on?
The other entertainment, yeah, well, we have the bull riding from Double
okay.
S Bulls on Friday night, and that's always a big show. And then Saturday night with the tractor pulls.
Okay.
So
those aren't new, but they're favorites.
That's right. And this year there'll be some local guys pulling in the tractor pulls, so that
okay.
will be nice to get out
okay.
and see those guys.
Okay. Any other changes?
I don't think
well,
so.
Well, those are pretty big and kind,
yeah.
of, kind of fun things. And, of course, you know, the main reason that Cass County Fair is held is to focus on 4-H and FFA members.
That's right. Yeah.
So we have to remember that with all of the new things and exciting things. But people need to come and see. And that does make Cass County Fair a little unique in terms of there's no open class.
Right.
It's all 4-H and FFA. And
right.
what a show they put on, both the animals and the non-animals. I don't like the term they use for static exhibits. You know, they don't, but that's okay. But great, great show, whatever. And I always learn a lot from going to those. I know whether you are showing an animal, you can learn a lot from the judge. If you're showing one of the static exhibits, you can learn a lot from the judge. And then as visitors, Hey, I always take my pen and my pencil and go, oh, yeah, there's an idea I want to remember. Yes. So great things. Megan, what are you in charge of? I know you always kind of divide up duties among the Fair Board members. What's your responsibility?
Well, this year I'm mostly just kind of following a little bit of everybody around and seeing everybody's job duties. I've been helping Christy a lot get ready for the kids' barn and just seeing her, what she does also as a secretary. And so right now I'm just learning a little bit of everybody.
Okay, and that's Christy Cunningham.
Do. Yes.
And, of course, we're going to be visiting with Liz Denny. She's also a Fair Board member. Can you reel off the other Fair Board members' names? We didn't ask you to do that ahead of time.
Sure.
Maybe or maybe Liz can help you if you. But think about who's around the table when you go to a meeting.
Yeah, no, there's Mike Plegman and Mitch Clean and Derek Sani, Christy Cunningham, Liz Denny, Eric Hansen.
The represent. Go ahead.
Paul Hocamp. Okay. Mike Drager. Mike.
Jacobson.
Okay. You know, one of the things that I find unique about the Cass County Fair Board is, at least in the past, my past experiences, most of them were older men. And the Cass County Fair Board has been able to keep young people like yourself coming onto the Fair Board. Lots of young people who want to come back and help with the fair.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, and what are the dates?
Of the fair?
Yeah. Starts the
23rd of July, and it runs through the 28th. We will have our setup day on the Wednesday prior to, and of course the kids and families tear down then on that following Wednesday after sale.
Okay, and that's the voice of Liz Denny, and Liz, Megan mentioned that Liz is on the Fair Board also. I know what your responsibility is. Food stand.
Food stand.
If we don't know that, we sure better be learning that fast. So I know that you've had some things going on to help raise money, raise food for the food stand. You know, Liz, as I was coming in this morning, I'm thinking, you know, in the old days, I'm not even going to say the good old days, that wasn't necessary. And people just brought in anything they wanted to bring in. But there's been a few rule changes.
There's been state rule changes that have really altered the way that the food stand can be ran. Things like you used to be able to bring in all the salads. We can't accept those anymore. The state has mandated that we are required to make them in-house.
Does that include Jell-O salads?
Yes.
Okay, all salads you have
all
to make.
All salads.
Okay.
So we can take the ingredients to put in them. Or we have to purchase those ingredients, and then we make those right there in the food stand, along with cream pies.
Of course.
We can't take those in either. So,
and then if people think they want to save you work by chopping up their watermelon before they bring it in?
That's a no-no, too. It'd be really nice thought.
Yeah. Bring them in whole, because you still can take all the garden produce.
Yes.
As long as it's...
Yes, all of the garden produce, as long as it is... contained in its own skin,
yeah,
so to say.
Yeah. I think, and there are people who have lots of gardens. Now, could you take like lettuces, kale, that kind of thing?
If they are in their original form of the head coming in straight out of the garden.
Okay. So just don't do anything else to them. But that's a really important thing, I think, for people to do that have those gardens, have excess garden produce.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing to have. And I have some really good cooks that work there in the food stand and a lot of fantastic volunteers that have great ideas on how we can use that produce. And sometimes, quite honestly, it's not how you would normally think to use it, but boy, they come up with some really creative options.
Now, mentioning that you have to make, for instance, all these salads in-house, I'm thinking that means you maybe need some more workers.
More workers are always great. We actually have a few spots that are very open on our list. Most people that have volunteered in the past continue to volunteer on a regular basis, and we deeply appreciate them. But sometimes their schedule has conflicts, and they can't make it, so that creates an open space, and we never turn down a volunteer. A shift runs about 3.5 hours.
Okay.
If you're not capable of working the entire shift, let me know. We'll make something work for you.
Okay, and just real quickly, we want to say, hopefully people who are shopping locally, Fairway and Hy-Vee, know that they can give produce or money. Yes, and
those both end on June 30th.
Okay.
There's the fill the cart at Fairway. There's the money donation through Hy-Vee. They will end on the 30th. If you would like to donate any items of food past that point, you can contact me. My number is 712-254-0561, and I will be happy to accept it at any point in time clear up to the fair.
Okay. And one of the things that we just mentioned in closing here, all of this support is needed because I think we're still the only free fair in the Iowa.
Yes, we are.
All right. So, hey, let's keep that going. So we want to thank you, Megan Muherder and Liz Denny, for visiting with us. And until next time, remember, Cass County is the only free fair in Iowa, and you can help keep it that way.